For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry. In Harlem, a mom reported her daughter was a victim of students who screamed Ebola when she coughed, and they teased her. Another child at Dream Charter School was also a victim of taunting when it was found out that he's from West Africa. Two American-born children of Senegalese parents were repeatedly taunted and ostracized and physically beaten because of their heritage. That was in the Bronx at IS 318. According to New York State Senator Bill Perkins, protocols and related behavior that should be taking place to inform students about Ebola are not happening.
My message to listeners, and especially my colleagues in government who have a responsibility on the mayoral level and the governor level, is to take leadership in terms of sharing with people there's nothing to be afraid of. And get that message, especially to young people, because they're the most likely very often to use it as in terms of some stigmatism. So I appreciate some of what the mayor is doing in terms of visiting restaurants and trying to dispel, you know, the fear that these restaurants have. I would suggest that they also visit beauty parlors, because the beauticians in the African community are sharing with me that they are losing customers because they're African and their customers very often are not, and they are thinking Ebola. And it's even if they're African, but from other countries besides the ones that have been targeted.
Perkins says the attitude has a very serious negative impact.
These things, unfortunately, trigger the racism as well. I mean, you know, of course they have something bad with them. Why not Ebola? It's too easy for people to assume the worst, unless the leadership is very fast and forward and loud and aggressively educating the community that there's nothing to be afraid of. Quite the opposite.
And don't cough.
That's what's been happening. Like a kid at Barrow Manhattan Community College, she was telling me that her son coughed. And the guys around him said, Ebola. Mm-hmm. Let's get out of here. You know what I mean?
So well, they could have just been joking.
It doesn't matter. You see? Because for the kid, that was not funny.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So he's stigmatized. Yeah. And the reality is that it's not a joke, and more than likely, they were not kidding. They were, to some extent, believing. See, how do you come? The word Ebola is foreign to us, except for recent events, even though it's been around much longer than we know.
From the 70s.
Yeah. So once you put that out there in the wrong way, that's the way that people perceive it, and that's the way people run with it, especially young people, ignorant and sometimes, you know, mischievous. And that's what's happening.
The state senator is quite critical of New York's governor for teaming up with New Jersey's governor and imposing a mandatory quarantine for healthcare workers and others who return from Ebola-stricken West African nations. I'm Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.